From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The lead today, the elections in Iraq. The historic vote for what should be the first sitting of Iraq's permanent parliament. 15 million Iraqis are eligible to vote to choose 275 members for this parliament. Shiites account for about 60% of Iraq's population. They're likely to dominate the vote in southern provinces. Sunni Arabs are strong in the west and central regions. And the ethnically distinct Kurds dominate the northeast. Joining us now from the northern city of Mosul is NPR's Eric Westervelt. Eric, I heard you reporting earlier today on Morning Edition saying that the turnout for the vote was fairly light early in the day. How is it now?
Overall, the turnout, Alex, was moderate to heavy. It was certainly a pretty big change from January's vote when most of the Sunnis in this city of 2 million stayed home. And it was slightly bigger, according to U.S. and Iraqi officials I spoke to, than October's constitutional referendum, when about 60% of eligible Sunnis turned out and they voted overwhelmingly to reject the proposed constitution then.
You were out walking around, yes? Were you out in the city?
I was. I was spent all day in the western Sunni-dominated part of Mosul, visited several polling site areas, and was with the U.S. military. I spoke with many Sunnis who had stayed home January and who came out to vote this time, and they were sort of cautiously optimistic that this election will bring about some change. They had no illusions that any change would be dramatic and quick. But they're really looking to this election to help improve some basic things. Poverty is intense in the Sunni neighborhoods in wide parts of Mosul. They're hoping that this helps improve people's daily lives and helps bring about the restoration of basic services, water, electricity, and of course, the overriding issue, security.
Mosul has been plagued by insurgent activity in the past. Any violence there today?
There was. Four bombs went off early this morning, Alex, on the east side of the Tigris, including a satchel bomb near a polling station that was dropped off and detonated by a man on a bicycle. They then banned all bicycle traffic throughout the city. One Iraqi policeman was killed and two were injured. But after that, there really were no other attacks. The west side of the city, the Sunni-dominant west side, was violence-free, and U.S. soldiers didn't fire a shot all day.
And, Eric, when do people think they're going to have results from this election? Will they count the ballots in Mosul, or do they ship everything down to Baghdad?
It's my understanding that they're initially taken to a secure site on the outskirts of Mosul, and then they will be delivered to Baghdad for final counting. It's not clear how long that will take. But, Alex, in an interesting development that sort of underscored the ethnic tensions in Mosul between Kurds and Arab Sunnis, there was an incident when the Iraqi police got angry and fired shots at these Kurdish Iraqi soldiers from a Kurdish army unit when they came to collect the ballot boxes at the end of the day. No one was injured, and the U.S. forces came in and helped calm the situation, but it certainly highlighted some of the ongoing problems here.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Mosul, Iraq. Eric, thank you for joining us again on Day to Day.
You're welcome, Alex.